Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. China's announced it will limit oil supplies to North Korea under UN sanctions, stepping up pressure on Pyongyang over its pursuit of its nuclear and missile technology. Meantime, President Trump has called North Korean leader Kim Jong-un a madman after Kim indicated he soon may test a hydrogen bomb over the Pacific Ocean. He also said his goal is to be on the same footing militarily as the U.S. We asked Roger Baker, Vice President for Strategic Analysis at Stratfor, about this.
They basically said, look, we need to demonstrate to the United States that our capability is not theoretical. Part of why they changed their missile testing to having these last two shots go over Japan was to show a real-world test rather than a theoretical test. Instead of a high-altitude lob, they launched it in a way in which it would actually fly during a military confrontation to be able to demonstrate their ability to use proper guidance and their reentry technology.
North Korea also has conducted numerous ballistic missile tests with the goal of developing a nuclear-tipped intercontinental ballistic missile capable of targeting the U.S. mainland. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has dismissed the notion of renegotiating a new agreement curbing Iran's nuclear weapons development, maintaining U.S. concerns about Iran are beyond the scope of the deal. President Trump has threatened to declare Iran in violation of the 2015 agreement. Top U.S. Homeland Security official has suggested to President Trump new standards for visitors and immigrants applying to come to the country, temporary restrictions on travelers from six Muslim-majority countries set to expire Sunday. This is VOA News. Authorities in western Puerto Rico have begun evacuating people on buses as quickly as they can, while the National Weather Service is warning that the Wataka Dam is beginning to fail. Officials say 50 to 70,000 people may need to be evacuated, and they do not know how much time residents have to evacuate. Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rosello says at least 13 people have died so far as the island deals with dangerous flooding following the destruction caused by Hurricane Maria, which was the strongest hurricane to hit Puerto Rico in almost 90 years. Here's VOA's Mary Mata.
Government spokesman Carlos Bermudez said that officials had no communication with 40 of the 78 municipalities on the island. Officials also said 1,360 of the island's 1,600 cell phone towers had been downed, and 85% of above-ground and underground phone and internet cables were knocked out.
Hurricane Maria weakening as it moves toward the Bahamas and out into the Atlantic over the weekend. Also in the news, authorities in Mexico have raised the death toll from Tuesday's earthquake to 293, rescue workers continuing to search through the rubble, refusing to give up hope of finding survivors. Mexican rescue workers, supported by teams from around the world, have rescued dozens of people in Mexico City and surrounding towns. Mexico's Foreign Minister Luis Videgaray-Caso told reporters Panama and El Salvador were the first to rush crews and equipment to help rescue efforts in Mexico City. Earthquake rescue experts also arrived from Israel, Japan, and the United States.
President Trump was very quick to respond, and he ordered the people in the White House and other departments, including USAID, FEMA, and the Department of State, to react.
Rescue teams in central Mexico have begun working around the clock. Among those are flattened buildings where they're searching for survivors. Officials in Indonesia have raised the alert level for a volcano on the resort island of Bali to a highest threshold. They have some fears eruption could be imminent. Thousands of residents and tourists were evacuated from villages near the volcano, which last erupted more than 50 years ago. Hundreds of small tremors this week have rattled the mountain, which is about 70 kilometers northeast of the tourist destination of Kuta. Officials say some 10,000 people or more have been evacuated so far, and more evacuations are expected. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.